Forget.
What are we talking about,
am I in
bro?
The frame?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah, you straight. You straight.
Cute.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You got a nice sweater on, man. You know what I'm saying? That nice sesh sweater right there.
Cozy.
Bro.
And the sesh shirt.
Oh, okay.
They're not ready for it. Scumbag, baby.
You got the new drop, bro.
You got the what?
That's that new drop.
This is from last summer.
Last summer?
Yeah. Dude.
I feel like I've seen that recently.
They probably re-released it. Dude, their last release is like a metal sesh logo on like this like acid wash crew neck.
I seen it.
Jordan. I wish I bought it, but I was saving for a trip. I was so pissed. I was like, I need that.
Did you play the album?
Of course. And Loving Memory was so good. No skips. That's a thing lately. Before we get into no skip albums, welcome to the Collective Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Simmons, along with my co-host.
Man, it's the Bishop, man.
Yeah. OG style, dude. We have not done one with just you and me since.
Way back.
I want to say 2018.
Before the camera.
We did a pretty good job, man.
Yeah.
We did a pretty good job for no camera, no subject notes. We just went and talked for an hour. But good to have you back. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it.
My man's turning 23 like the most of us, which
is it ironic to call it my Jordan year?
Not ironic, but lame.
Yeah. I knew it is. That's like, going to be my caption tomorrow, bro.
See, I mean, it's not lame because it's like kind of like ceremonial to be like, yo, it's my Jordan year. Like, game six, nigga. Like, it's like you got to do it. I didn't do it this year. What did I say for my caption? What the fuck did I say? I said something really funny. Fuck. I said blessed, and also said like, if I lose 2 followers, I'll give crack a shot, like I'll try crack, and it got a lot of laughs in my DMs. Bro. I'll try crack. You want to try crack?
Nah, dog.
I tried cocaine.
No, you didn't.
No, I swear to God, I did.
Shut up.
In Seattle, I did. I'm not lying. You can ask Noah.
Tell the story right now.
You want me to tell the story about me?
Tell the story right now.
So. I will leave names
put
out, but
put
it on cam. But I took a trip to Seattle with co-host Noah and a friend of ours, Tad, who's been on the show before. And the first night we got there, we landed and went to our hotel and hung out for a little bit. And she invited one of her friends, starts with an H. I'm not going to say her name, but she came through with her other friend that started with an M. Shout out to H and M. Jokes, dad jokes, dad bod, dad jokes, 10.
Family nigga. Guy, call him.
Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane signed me up. But anyway, so they came through. I didn't know M, but I knew H a little bit because I had talked to her on FaceTime before.
Sure.
I know H to be a little bit of a user, bit of an user and potentially an abuser. I'm not gonna say that.
Oh, she's been AA.
No. No. I was joking about the abusing part.
Okay.
But no, they came through and I was like meeting him, big hugs, really sweet. They're both super nice. They're both extremely loud. We were in our hotel room at like 2 a.m. in the morning just screaming. By the way, there was this Mexican couple arguing, like fighting.
What?
In a room right next to us.
Say
and I was just listening to that. And as they pulled up, I was telling them about that. And I was like, well, shit, if they're loud, we should be loud, too. And they was like, oh, yes. So at some point, Hannah.
Whoa.
At some point, H pulls out a bump for herself.
Mm.
And Noah is like really enticed. He's like, shit, we doing this? And she asked me permission to give him a bump. Like, because I was talking to somebody, and she was like, Devin. And I was like, what? And she was like, do I have permission to give your friend a bump? And I was like, why are you asking me? He is a grown ass man. You go ahead. Noah took it. And then after I think 20 minutes, she was doing one for herself, and I was like, she was like, mm, mm. And I was like, point being, I was drunk enough to be like,
yeah, okay.
And I tried it, and I don't know how to explain it. It was okay. I was high. But it wasn't like the stereotype of like, ooh, shit. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't like Rick James bitch in there. It was just kind of like, but I did have a moment of looking out the window and I felt like Jhené and Forrest Gump, but I wasn't going to jump. It was just kind of like a serene moment. And the AC was blowing up my shirt and shit. And it just like, I felt euphoric. That's how I felt.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it again, I don't think.
All
right. I think I'm going to stay clear away. But like, it was cool. I was like, you know, I'm in Seattle. I might as well try something new.
Jimi Hendrix, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And that was actually like my first like week binge of doing the alcoholic thingy, and I'm good.
I bet
I'll stick to the dro.
That Crown Royal, right? It was straight when we went to Hudson Grill, but I was like, wow. And when we White Claws, bro.
White Claws are good.
They were straight, but I was like, wow. It was messing with me when I got to the crib, bro.
Wait, really?
I had to pee.
How many? How many did you drink?
Like three of them, bro.
Yeah, I'd say you probably have to put down like five of those to like really like kind of be drunk.
But it was already like five of us.
No, so yeah, sure, like... sure. But like, I don't know. It was cool. Truly, though. That's what
those are five.
That was the main drink that like we had. It's like another seltzer, but like their flavors were really fucking good. And like after like I drank like six of them and I was just a little off my ripper, just a little bit. But nonetheless, good trip. And I'm sure me and Tad and Noah will talk about that on the podcast. But I don't feel like talking about it anymore.
Dang.
I'm joking. It was a good trip. But, what's up?
What's up?
We got a lot to talk about, kinda. Tyler dropped.
Yep.
Which is always a holiday in our books, because if you haven't known, me and Jordan have been listening to Tyler since 2011, 2010?
I guess. When is 7th grade year? 2010. What is 7th grade year?
2010.
Yeah, so basically.
Yeah. What'd you think? I guess we'll trade blows on how we enjoyed Call Me If You Get Lost.
First listen, I was like, all right, bet. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, Tyler's snapping. Because, yeah. So, I was telling the homie Tate, right?
Yeah.
I was like, so Lumberjack had dropped, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, sure.
2 weeks ago?
Or no, that was last week.
Last week? So last week, Lumberjack dropped, and I was like, Tate. He was like, how'd you like it, bro? Because I know you, Tyler fan. I was like, bro. Yeah. I was like, he's snapping. Yeah. Tyler's going in. Like, I haven't heard bars from Tyler since, like.
Yeah.
Like, Wolf.
Which, you know, that was interesting, because I saw a comment that it was like, this is low-key a bridge of Wolf and Igor.
Yes.
Which I thought was so fucking cool that he said that, because I was like, yeah, we haven't heard Tyler, like, rap in quite a bit.
And I was like, Tate, I was like, I don't know, bro, because Tyler's that type of dude that he could do whatever. I was like, he's barring out on this single, but it could be a whole album of Flower Boy.
That's very true.
Where it's a bunch of singing.
Yeah.
And we might get a bar or two there.
Yeah.
Which is what he did on Flower Boy and when he brought ASAP on the record.
Mm-hmm.
But this one started out with the West Side. I was like, oh my gosh. And then Drava came on there.
Yeah.
I was like, he has to bar out.
Yeah.
Whole time. Going out. Crazy. Then Sweet comes on.
Oh, you remember song titles now?
Yeah.
I was pretty fucked up when I was listening to it, but I remember...
I played it this morning, but the first listen, I was...
Yeah. I vividly remember enjoying Manifesto with Damo. Holy yes. crap. I'm so glad he got Damo back, because, like, that's something that I've really missed from, like, that Odd Future bubble. Just, like, kind of, like,
everybody just getting on
songs. Yeah, just them grabbing each other. Because, like, Tyler and Damo haven't had a song together in so long. And, like, and I always love their chemistry, to be specific. So hearing them on that beat, because that beat switch was incredible.
I thought it was going to be an OF track. Because Drama said OF in the back. And I thought, like, I didn't think everybody was going to get a verse. But I thought, like, a lot of people was going to come back.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. On the first listen.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I was like, Damo's on here. Fine. I was like, all right.
There was a track list out with features. Good.
Not on Apple Music. At least on mine.
Oh, really? Yeah, Spotify. I actually, that was kind of the worst part of the album experience. I had the track list kind of spoiled for me. It's not technically spoiled. Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had just went in blind.
Bro. Yeah. See, the thing with, like, time zones and, like, you know, like, those UK niggas get it first, so they're posting their shit on their stories.
True.
And then you see the track list, like, I think, like, 5 hours before it came out. And it was interesting to look at it at first view, because I saw a bunch of names that, like, did not make sense in my head. Like, I saw 42 Doug, and I was like...
When he popped up, I was like, what?
But, dude, that beat was so fire. Like, that was, like, some, like, fucking, like, Gucci 07 type shit. But, like, a little bit of, like, who is it? Fucking, is that, fuck, I'm... Fabo in them, like,
I think I know, yeah, I know that group,
like, it had a little bit of that. And I at first I didn't really hear 42 going in on it, but, like, he ate that shit. And then NBA Youngboy,
the Youngboy surprised me, bro.
That was such a really good beat or good verse for him. I like listening to that, I was like, how in the hell is he gonna rap on this, like, Jodeci ass beat right
yes.
now? It was like, I was super yes. confused, but I was like, fuck yeah.
How was he going to go off like that, bro?
But he did. He did the damn thing. And then I'm trying to think of another feature that... Ooh, yeah. Daisy World. I love Daisy World. Mm-hmm. She has a band called Daisy, and, like, they have this album called Smoke About It. Definitely go... Or it's an EP. Go check that out. But, like, her vocals on that were fucking awesome. I think it was Run It Up or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Run
and,
It Up.
That's all I remember. I think I dozed off
then
on the last track.
Then you got Uzi. Uzi and Pharrell. That was Uzi's best. That was Uzi's best verse in a while.
I can't lie to you, dude. I didn't like the song.
I feel you.
I love Pharrell's verse, and I love Uzi, and I love Tyler. But, like, that song just wasn't it for me. It just felt a little too gimmicky.
Yeah.
Like, I a lot of what, like, make...
You think it's the beat?
No. Well... Yeah. I think I'm just too used to hearing Uzi on, like 808, like, top 88 beats. Like, not, like, really Tyler's production.
Yeah.
Which, that's not a knock on Tyler's production. It's fucking incredible. But, like, it's just, like, it was
just... It's not
just
that.
Different. It's gonna grow on me.
So, what... So, when you heard Cardi on Igor the first time...
It didn't bother me. Because...
What's the difference?
Because... Cardi had to like, kind of move in the direction of Tyler's production. It sounded like Tyler had to move his production into the sound of Uzi. Mm. Like, he was trying to emulate something that Uzi would be on rather than...
And I kind of heard that in the piano, like, in the pianos, in the synths.
You know what I'm saying?
You can kind of hear, like, the little...
Yeah, there's, like, little things that, like, it, like an Uzi type beat.
Yeah.
That's where, like, it kind of threw me off, because, like, Tyler never, like, really, like,
he doesn't
like, give up his sound to sound for somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what it sounded like. I'm sure that's not what it was, because Tyler has a versatile palette as far as producing goes, so it's definitely going to be his sound regardless.
Yeah.
And it sounded like his production, but it just sounded definitely. Like he was just trying to emulate a beat that Uzi would naturally get on, which it sounded good. Like, it's just
that's why I said it was it was probably Uzi's best verse.
Yeah.
For a minute.
Really?
In my eyes, bro. Really? Because I don't think Uzi's been on the right beats, bro.
That's bullshit.
I don't think some of Uzi's.
That's bullshit.
I don't know, bro.
Dude, his last two Eternal take between that and then Love Is Rage.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. He's been having some bops because Pierre's been giving him some good shit.
True.
I just want to. Oh, Pierre's album is so good, dude.
My god, boy.
Holy shit! TLOP5 was a banger.
My boy Pierre. Dog.
Oh man, it's just so good to hear Cardi over his production too.
Yeah,
it's been a minute. Damn, and God, if while we're going off, Tyler's album is great. That's the synopsis.
Yeah.
That is the synopsis. We have ADHD. Pierre's name came up. I'm trying to think of what else dropped. Oh, Isaiah Rashad dropped another single, which is really good. Head Top or something like that.
Headshot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that. I'm really excited for his album. It's going to be different than what I'm used to hearing Isaiah do, but like I'm definitely really excited to hear him like get back into his like Memphis roots.
Yeah,
because like Lay With You like has been on repeat, bro. I love that song so much.
Yeah,
god damn, man. Oh fuck, dude, I love Duke Deuce. But what else dropped? Bones dropped. Did we talk about that on camera?
No, we didn't.
No skips
on Bones.
So fucking
bro
good.
So I don't think that we have talked about it, but I was never a fan of Bones' singing in the beginning.
What?
In the beginning.
Really?
When you first showed me him, right? I was like, okay, bet.
Oh, so you mean when like 2014?
Yeah, 2014.
Okay, that's fair.
2014, it has grown on me
so
since then.
I feel you. That's, I would, because like, right around the time that we got into him, I think he like, was just starting to hone in on doing it good, because there's some Bone tracks where it sounds like straight bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, but like Teen Witch Garbage and like going into like some of his other mixtapes later that year into 15, he started really getting good at singing. Like I remember the first time I really heard him sing, and I was like, oh, he's actually getting good. It was like Cholesterol, I think. It's like, why am I making a thing
okay,
to
yeah,
myself?
Okay, yeah.
I was like, holy shit, he sounds great. And, like, nowadays, he can just...
Now it's body. The last two albums that he's been singing on, I've been like, I'm like, okay, yes.
Oh, my
I'm like,
God.
I can play
Burden
this now.
Is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I've been playing the crap out of that album since he dropped it, which... That was such an interesting thing. Like we haven't really gotten an opportunity to talk about Bones in a while, just like based on how like how much he's grown in like the last year.
Bro,
it's been really interesting.
He has been getting a lot of traction. A lot of respect.
Which
is like
large in part due to his deal with Empire now. He got a distribution deal with Empire, which is really dope. And now that he's like turning in his albums for the first time, because he's doing industry stuff now where he's
yeah.
like turning in his album to like, you know, Our Generation and all these like early blogging companies, and then they give him the attention that he deserves, and it's like, oh shit, like
it's like
people actually know him, and I can actually say it nowadays, because like also TikTok, he has a couple songs going pretty viral on TikTok right now.
Oh,
or in
really?
general. And, like, I can actually be, like, when anybody asks me, like, oh, who's your favorite rapper? Because, like, Schoolboy Q is my favorite rapper. But if I'm going to be
but
very
if we're
honest,
gonna be, yeah.
I play the shit out of Bones. And it would be obviously kind of wrong to be like, yeah, he's my favorite rapper. So, like, anytime I'm like, yeah, this is underground rapper Bones, I don't have to say the underground rapper part anymore.
Yeah, now you can
say
Bones.
Just Bones. And they're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of him. I'm like, yeah, you have. Your favorite SoundCloud rapper copied him. Like, it's facts.
I mean,
at this
facts,
point.
Yeah.
Which, they've been talking about that a lot lately. I've been seeing a lot of companies like Complex do the whole who's the king of SoundCloud. And I feel like that's an interesting conversation for us because we kind of grew up on that shit.
We grew up way too deep into that shit.
So, if you were to say, this is my king of SoundCloud, who would you say it is? Because I personally don't know the answer.
My king?
Because, like, sure. I don't know what goes into being the king of something.
True.
Because, like, does that mean the most popular? Does it mean the person that, like, made it what it is today based on what they did early? In that case, the latter, it's Bones, in my opinion. And it's probably a close toss-up between him and Xavier Wolf. But if we're going based off, like, people that transcended what SoundCloud meant, I would say X. It's either X or Playboi Carti.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. I was like, all right, what spectrum of SoundCloud are we going to, are we talking about? Because, you know, like.
There's different subgenres for sure.
Because we've tapped into both. Like you said, like the X, all that, like. Some people didn't even like X, for real.
Oh, of course. I was
SoundCloud
one of them.
SoundCloud age.
I was one of them.
SoundCloud age, it was like,
dude,
in
2016, I was not a fan of X.
It was like,
X.
Bro, what is this? It was like, bro, turn this. Who was screaming? Like, stop, bro, stop.
Which, I mean, I was conditioned to hearing screaming at that point because you're listening to Bones, Suicide Boys, Ghost Mane, Puya, all those guys that, like, are in that dark emo rap section. And then you have this total opposite section of, like, plug beats and, like, Atlanta niggas going crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
I'm like,
you're right. It's kind of.
I'm like, it's hard because it's like, all right.
Well,
are you talking to? Because it's like.
Let's chop it up then. Okay, let's do 4 for dark rap and then, like, 4 for, like, the plug beats. Because, truthfully, to be honest with you, I don't know how many people out of that, like, plug era I'm, like, really putting on. Because I'd say Uno.
Uno.
Cardi.
Cardi.
Who else?
Lucky.
Lucky. True.
Would you give Father respect just to give him respect? Because he basically knew everybody.
I'd give that to Key before I give it to Father.
All right, bet.
And that's it?
I guess. That's all I can.
I guess
Yachty. And Yachty, to an extent.
Yeah, Yachty kind of fits into the both sometimes because he's collabed with both ends of that spectrum. That's really hard. I think you can only do one overall.
Yeah.
And you got to throw Uzi in there, too.
For sure.
Jesus Christ. 21, technically.
See, 21. Because
that free Guap tape was going crazy on SoundCloud.
Joey and all of them, technically, that's still SoundCloud era.
Post Malone.
Post.
Oh, my God.
There was a time and space. There was a time and space where White Iverson.
Do you remember that? Do you remember those, like, it was like a 2-month span of every time we would go into band and be like, yo, Post dropped. He hasn't missed yet.
Like,
because he had a stretch where, like, every SoundCloud song he had, which was, like, maybe 10, maybe less.
It was 10.
It was just, like, everyone was a banger. And, like,
crazy.
It doesn't throw me off that he's where he is right now. He's a international star. He still makes really good music. But, like, those early songs, dude. It
was something different.
Oh, man. I really got to go back to his SoundCloud to hear some of those because I don't remember too much any of them.
It was so different, like, coming back to school being like, bruh.
Post is
going look
crazy.
Look at who I found, bruh.
Yeah.
Remember the first day?
It was Alex.
Yeah. I remember the first day I was like, bruh, this white boy right here? Fine.
Yeah. I didn't know he was white.
He told me that, and
for
I was
a while,
like, what? And I was
he
like,
he was going crazy. It's funny how many people Alex has introduced us to, but we've also introduced him to a couple people.
Earl.
Yeah. Well, no.
Was that not your first time seeing that Earl video?
Mm-mm.
That was my first time seeing that Earl video in school.
I think Kobe put me on the Earl.
Word?
Kobe Smith. Damn. I miss those days. School when we just like found out all about all of our guys. I think I found out about Mac Miller shortly after that too, because there was this hot girl that really liked kids and I used to play it in front of her just to get her attention.
Yeah.
I was like, follow your dreams.
I figured it out because Justin was like, he was like, bro, you like this old hip-hop shit. He was like, there's this white boy called Mac Miller, you should play Nikes on the feet. Play Nikes on your feet.
Yeah.
And he was like, because it's got DJ scratches. Oh, that's because DJ Hero was out. And I was playing DJ Hero.
Dude, DJ Hero was so fucking fun.
He was like, man, there's this song called Nikes on My Feet called by Mac Miller. You should check it out. It's got a bunch of DJ scratches on it.
Yeah.
Played it, and I was like, okay. Played the rest of the mixtape. I was like, this dude is fire. I had to do it.
R.P. Mac.
Yes, bro.
We never really talked about that on the podcast. Soft spot. Dude.
All I gotta say, bro. All right.
You wanna talk about it?
I'm gonna open up about it a little bit.
Let's go.
All right. So, Mac, right?
Yeah.
That day when it hit me.
Friday, September 7th.
It was crazy, right?
Or was it the 8th? I'm not sure. I try to forget that day.
Yeah, fact.
It sucked, dude. Because, like, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's
but,
not
good. It's just because, like, it was just ominously similar to, like, how I learned about X, where, like, I was just here. It was just, like, one of those, like, really, really good days. And then my brother tells me. My brother has told me about, like, at least 4 deaths, and I need to, like, figure out a different way, because it's just getting old. Because, like, with X, he was like, you hear about X, he got shot. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And he's like, yeah, he's dead. Can you fuck off? I literally remember, I was like, hey, Cyrus, yeah, negative energy. Closed my door on him. I was just, like, not trying to hear that X died, because I just got into him. I actually kind of remember 2 weeks prior telling you that I gave the question mark album a chance,
mm-hmm.
and was like, he is so fucking good.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, this kid is gonna go fucking crazy. And, you know, 2 weeks later, Noah Sills.
You're alright.
I'll be right back.
Alright. So, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, but for real, like, Mac, man, like, at a time, 7th grade, this is when my parents finally, like, let me start becoming my own person, you know what I'm saying? So I started listening to my own music, and Mac was, like, one of the first people that I found by myself as a rapper and an artist. So, like, when Mac died, that hit me, man, like. I remember calling Dev. Jeez.
What? Why you stop talking?
Because I can't do it, bro. I can't do it, man. It's Mac, man.
Are you okay?
I can't talk about the Mac.
Oh, man. How did you stop talking, period?
No, bro. We still good. We still on here.
You want a mic, buddy? Oh, yeah.
This nigga all in the camera, bro. It was good, bro. All right, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're back.
Tell me about Shorty.
Wait, hold on. Before that, did you say anything about Mac Miller?
Yes, I did.
What did you say?
I was talking about how basically, like, in 7th grade, when I first found out about Mac, that's when I was, like, when my parents first started letting me figure out music, like, by myself.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just listening to gospel and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So Mac was, like, one of my first artists. So when he died, it's like,
yeah,
it's like, bro, my first, like, my inspiration, like, one of my first inspirations, like, has died.
Yeah.
So it's like, dang, bro, that's trash. And then I remember calling you, like, did you hear? And Dev in the bed, like, yes, bro. And we're just sitting there, like,
yeah, that was tough,
bro. Like, I can't explain it, like.
It just sucked.
Yeah, it just sucked. Like, it just sucked. The rest of the day just sucked, basically.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Now on to Noah about his love life.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Noah.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
I don't know if you're in frame or not. Is he in frame?
Probably not.
Barely.
You want to sit on the bed?
Sure.
We're all homies here. How's it going?
I'm all right.
You're in love. Oh, talk
to me. Story, bro. Well, I wasn't on the trip.
Well,
Let's see. So we got there. We were on Tinder, or I re-downloaded it. They were already on Tinder.
Yeah.
I had to re-download it, and so I so I went to Tinder and immediately started swiping some candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, there was a couple candidates that were eager beavers. And one of them was a little bit more eager than the others. And so the last 2 days or day and a half,
yeah.
we hung out. So like throughout the whole trip, or not the whole trip, but like the first, like, I'll say like Thursday or Wednesday. Wednesday was when we started. And then by Friday, we were trying to organize something for Saturday. And then Saturday, we hung out. And then I stayed the night. And then Sunday, I pretty much hung out with her until, like, the airport.
Okay.
So, but, yeah, she's cool. Producer, singer. Well, she's a singer. Now she's getting into production.
So on Tinder, did you only put you were looking for girls that did studio shit?
Nah, I just
happened.
Normal shit.
Okay.
What's crazy, like,
stars align, baby.
Right. Yeah. It's really funny because it's like I had this conversation with Mac. I had this conversation with my friend David, and we were all talking about I was telling Devin and Tad, I was like, it's so easy here. Like, not to say like the women are easy, but it's just like the attitude or the way women move.
It's no bullshit.
It's no bullshit. There's no filter. If they don't fuck with you, they don't fuck with you. If they fuck with you, they're going to let you know that they fuck with you.
I found out that the hard way on my phone this morning.
Really?
Some girl that I matched with in Seattle just like randomly hit me up out of nowhere.
See?
And I hated it. Because I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Because you have like literally like, it's so different here in Atlanta because, like, in Atlanta, like, the women are very, like, pretentious.
Yeah, for sure.
When it comes to, like, in general, let alone a freaking dating app.
What's up with that?
Oh. What's it going?
So I talked to Mac and David, and I told him about that. I'm like, it's so weird. It's so different. It's easier out there and everything. He was like, and they both verbatim said exactly the same thing. They were like, it's because of the Bible Belt.
Fuck.
And then right when they said that, it made so much sense.
But does that pertain to, like, every girl, you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
If you're around it, yeah.
Hmm.
Like, I think so.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, just a lot. I was going to say a little. A lot more free thinking outside of it, for sure.
Yeah.
Damn. So, I never really even thought about it like that. Because, like, everybody's coming up in a Christian household around here.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Or at least you've heard something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From somebody.
What were you about to tell me?
Oh, about that, about the one girl.
Who?
You remember. One girl.
I love when you do that.
The one girl I've been telling you about.
Oh, at the shop.
Shop girl?
Yeah.
Okay, what about her?
Oh, bro, yeah. You're right.
I was right about what?
It's OD, bro.
It's oh, OD, yeah, I told bro. You that. What, did you keep hitting her up?
No. Because remember I told you, I was like, bruh, I'm going to hit her up. I'm going to be like, look, if you down to smoke.
Yeah. Okay. That was your play.
That was it. That was dead. Like, if she didn't respond to that, that was it.
Damn. And she didn't?
Yeah. It's been like, oh.
It's okay, man. We got a lot more fish in the sea.
Fair. For sure. Yeah. It's kind of crazy
what
with the girl from Seattle.
Yeah.
What's funny is that, like, she's, like, the polar opposite of the last girl I've been talking to for a whole year and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
why are you looking at the camera, bro?
Because it took me a minute to figure out who he was talking about.
I guess there is a couple. Yeah. But it's, like, the polar opposite.
How are you... Okay, we don't have to dive in.
She's not watching this.
I know, but like, what's that like relatively like
right now
after meeting old girl?
What do you mean, like the
is the dynamic of like I still like kind of see her as like my
was
soulmate?
The girl I've been talking to for a while or the new girl?
The while.
Yeah, the while.
Well, it's funny because like
I think girls are so interesting beings.
Yeah.
Because they're very like aware that you're about to like make a move or they're like super like.
Yeah. They're 10 steps ahead.
Yeah.
A lot.
So like, as I was like, man, I'm chilling. We going thrifting. We talking music. We smoking and drinking. We chilling. The dog messes with me. Man, I'm chilling.
It's like, hello?
No, she did call. She did call.
Hold on, nigga. You missed a step on the play.
No. She was like, it was just like, bzz, bzz, and it was like a random like reel or meme.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, and it was like something like the person that sent you this thinks of you as, and then it's like a picture that was drawn.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, she pressing.
Yeah.
And I was like, she doesn't do that. Not at all. And she's done it twice in the last 2 weeks.
Did you tweet something?
Huh?
Did you tweet something?
I don't know. I said, well, I think the second one, I think it was, I could just stay in Seattle or something like that. So as soon as I was kind of like saying how much fun I was having in Seattle, I don't need to go back.
Yeah, it was like, you're having too much fun.
Yeah. So it became like, you can come back.
Remember me. Up.
Oh my goodness. Bottle.
What did the kid in Beat the Fockers do? He said, fuck. I also gotta say, the day that you kind of like low key passed out, fact I'm still in awe that you tweeted during that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I told you about him. Like, he was out. And this man, I don't even remember what you fucking tweeted. I think you tweeted something so stupid.
Oh, it was a picture of Steven Tyler on the ground. And then, like, the tour manager had to pick him up.
And I was like, this nigga was making a parallel to his hero while he was out for the count. I was like, that is impressive, dog. Like, the only thing you mustered up your 50% of energy that you had left was to tweet that shit.
Man, I wish, you let old girl give me a coke.
Yeah, no. I was not going to let that happen.
That was hilarious because I remember just being like, just having my nose out like,
dog, I just
looking
wish
like
saw,
a dog.
I just wish you saw me in Tad's face.
No,
like,
I saw it.
There's something so funny about us matching energy in moments because like she was like, maybe he just needs. Maybe not. Yeah. Like, let's not do that.
I remember laying down and Tad was like, no. Yeah, and then I just remember Devin just kind of like, kind of walking in. He was just like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, it was like,
That's a no.
Yeah. We had to take control of that situation a little bit.
Because they're going to overdose me.
They were going to kill you. Good people, but
right.
We were not going to do that. No. I was like, I actually got a little mad.
I saw.
It's just when they picked you up. I was like, just leave the man on the bed.
Yeah, Tess was doing a lot. I mean,
wow.
I'll blank it out.
All right.
But that's when I told you I like rose my voice a little bit. Because the shift, it kind of shifted. Because they picked you up. And it didn't really bother me that they dropped your ass. If I wasn't there, your ass was going to get dropped.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they
picked her up, picked him up out of her room because it's a small house, like her room, and then it goes into the kitchen, and the kitchen, and then front door.
It's like a cottage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she like picked him up and walked him and right at the entrance of the kitchen, dropped him, and then like some like a glass of like hot sauce or whatever dropped, and there's glass all over the floor.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is that? And I just see him on the floor. I was like, what the fuck are y'all got going on? And then she's just like, whom? And I was like, what the fuck are y'all doing? And I'm helping him up with Trey or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is y'all doing? And she was like, I'm so sorry, Noah. Dad. I was like, shut the fuck up, dog. Noah. And then they were just like, oh, he's all right. Or I think it was like, I'm going to blank out names, but like Tara and all of them, they're like, is he good? And I was like, y'all need to chill the fuck out. That's what y'all need to do. I raised my voice a little bit and they just didn't fuck with me the rest of the night.
Because I was like, uh-uh. Hey, nigga, what the fuck going on here, nigga?
I got mad. I was like, yeah, we're not going to.
Why my nigga on the ground?
Yeah. Because that could have gone bad.
Yeah.
But like, nonetheless, we had fun. Right now, bro. We had fun in Seattle.
Yeah.
Back in Atlanta.
Yeah. I was going to say. I did ask old girl out if she wanted to get dinner.
Who?
Year and a half.
Oh, recently?
Yeah. Like, literally when she sent the reel, I was like, oh, that's funny. And then we were, like, chopping it up. And I was just like, you want to get dinner Thursday night? And she was like, I should be able to. And then, like, she was like, I might get called in, though. I don't know, because she's working right now at, like, a hospital, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, Thursday happened, and I messaged her. And then there was, like, no response for a while. Because I asked, like, do you want to go here at, like, 8?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, around, like, 6.
Yeah, too
and
late.
I was, like, it was, like, 6, and I was like, are we still good for tonight? And then I didn't get a response until, like, 8 something.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I got called in, and I completely forgot.
Okay.
And, like, literally, let me finish this thought.
Yeah,
so
you're good.
She was like, I completely forgot. I'm so sorry, exclamation point, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, didn't respond until, like, the next morning.
Okay, and so then, you just answered my question. You're tired of that bullshit.
I'm getting tired. You know what's hilarious? You know what's hilarious?
What?
The other girl from Seattle, she literally called me when I was hanging out with my friend David. She called me, and I said, let me call you back later. Got home later, called her back, and we started talking. And she was like, she was just like, I can't stop thinking about you.
Oh!
What?
And I was so angry because I was like, wow, I talked to this one girl for a year and a half, and I'm like forgotten.
Yeah.
And then I only hung out with this girl for a day and a half, and like I'm like on her mind 24/7.
Fuck, dude.
So I was like kind of like.
It's funny how that one works.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know.
It's just like, you know, like Woody tearing his arm, just throw you up on the shelf and they forget about you a little bit.
I need to find a girl outside then, bro.
What?
I need to find me a girl outside of the state then, bro.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
I highly recommend Seattle.
I do not like it.
Seattle. Let's just all go back to Seattle. Let's just all go back.
You'd love it, Jordan. I really wish we got you to come. But, like, dude, it's just, it's different.
The women are better looking.
I turned it off on accident.
You turned what off on accident?
The mic.
You're good. I can still hear you.
Okay, bet.
But, yeah, no, Seattle's fun. So, like, is that you dead in that?
I don't know.
Ooh,
I'm
year and
flirting
a half?
With it.
Because,
mm-hmm. I don't remember what my response was. It was like, what did I even say? I said something like, one, I didn't, like, say it's all good, because it's not all good.
Yeah, no.
No, that's a wrong answer. So I said, I figured you got called in. And then I said I wind up audibling and listening to records with my friend.
Yeah.
And then I was like, because my friend checked in on me because I lost my friend Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah. And then R.I.P. him.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Mike. That hurt me so much because, like, I recognized the name and I was like, no.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize the name, but when he posted, I was like, no way. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Bro.
I'm sorry about that, man.
Yeah. That was a weird one.
How did he pass in the motorcycle accident?
I think so. Yeah.
Those vehicles, man, taking away precious lives.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So yeah, I was like, I think the last thing I texted her was like, well, what are you doing Sunday night? I haven't gotten a response yet.
Yeah.
So, but this is like, I don't know. It's like the way it moves is very interesting because like she'll have like a wave or waves of like trying to, you know, get a hold of me and all that stuff. And like, she starts moving in a different way. And then like, right when like, I kind of like reciprocate or like kind of like respond,
she goes in the opposite direction. What is that? Is that comfiness? Is that like feeling like comfy once you know that that person's still in like arm's reach, or like what is that?
You know, I'm not really sure, to be honest, because I was thinking about that yesterday. I was kind of thinking like, is it more of, because I know it's not necessarily the attention whore type thing.
Yeah.
Like, I recognize that a lot. Like especially in the last couple of years, like I know what like a girl that just wants attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's super obvious now.
Yeah.
So it's not quite that, but I think you're on the right track. I think it's more of a comfort zone thing where it's like, I feel like she knows that, like, that I'm into it.
You're right.
And, like, she checks in on me to see if I am still into it. But, so, yeah, I don't know. I think it is a little bit of comfort. And, I don't know. That's I'm kind of just in no man's land.
Where I think we all are.
Yeah. So, it's, you know.
For sure.
It's kind of chill. It's getting old, but it's kind of chill.
Yeah. I think a lot of it's insecurities, though. It comes from that place.
Yeah.
It comes from a place of feeling like you're not worth it. So you kind of have to, like, I don't know. You kind of have to do, like, the opposite of what you're supposed to kind of do in this type of scenario. Mm. So I guess that's what it is with insecurities. You kind of move differently to where it's, like, your biggest objective is no longer, like, the bond or the relationship. It's more of, like, your own thing, like, your own goal of, like, if he's still into it, then I'm cool. I can live another day type thing.
Right.
So I think she's, like, on edge. But as soon as, like, the edge has, like, been, like, barricaded with a comfort, yeah, of...
Wipes off the sweat and goes back to doing goes what back she into does.
Back into the cave.
Ugh.
So...
Is that toxic?
It's heading that direction.
That's like almost...
That sounds like baby steps, bro.
That's...
Yeah.
But not even... That's, like, borderline, like... What am I using? What's the word? Fuck. Not abuse. that's a bad word.
Opposite.
borderline, like using you.
In a way.
It's like emotional. Yeah, in an emotional way, for sure.
You know what I mean?
So it's, I don't know. Yeah, honestly, I really thought about just going cold turkey and just not even really worrying about it anymore.
Yeah.
And just because, like, it's clear, like, especially with Seattle, like, even the girls that I didn't meet up with, all of them, all three of them, there was more than that, but three of them that I actually, like, had a decent conversation with, like, one of them, not the one I hung out with, but another one, she reached out to me when she found out my friend died. She doesn't even know me.
Yeah.
And she's saying, I'm sorry for your loss. And we're talking music, you know, we're talking life a little bit. And I never really pursued anything else after that. And then, like, another one, she went to, like, New York for school. And then she's in Seattle right now.
Yeah.
She does, like, styling and stuff. And she's checked out, you know, all of our music and everything. And she says she loved it. And she said, if you need a stylist, hit me up. I would love to do something for, like, a music video and stuff like that.
Fuck.
So she's, like, super down, and she's, like, super cool. She has family in Atlanta, so, like, she visits at least once a year.
Wow.
And then the girl that I hung out with, like, she's tuned in. Like, she's tapping into everything. She sent condolences, of course, mm-hmm. and she asked me how I'm doing every day. And it's just, like, it was kind of funny because I was, like, thinking about this when we got back or even a couple of days after. I was kind of like, wow, I guess this is how it's supposed to be. Like that, and I tweeted that. I was like, I got a taste of how it's supposed to be, and that's tough.
Because it was only a 5-day sample.
Right. I was like, wow, like, that's what it's supposed to feel like. The feeling of, like, people giving a shit. Not to say that she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, no,
about
but
me.
It's just, like, a little bit more adamant and being yeah. like, yeah, we're all the same. Like, let's just
exist. Yeah. There's, like, that.
It's like, there's such this fucking cool factor that exists here where people aren't willing to be so vulnerable
with
other people. With
other people.
And that off fucking rip. Sucks. Because, like, that's not even just with, like, the opposite sex. That's with, like, your homies.
Yeah, with the homies.
Like, I'm always glad that, like, I have, like, y'all.
Because,
like, we can be 100% with each other at all times. And there's moments when, like, I see friend groups and them niggas just acting like hoes.
Yeah.
They acting like hoes with each other. I'm like, come on, dog. Like, that brotherhood shit's supposed to be solid. Let alone a relationship with a girl.
Yeah.
And it's just like no one's willing to put up or take down their facade for 2 seconds until they feel ultimately comfortable, which I guess that's a coping mechanism, if anything. But
yeah,
and I'm not knocking at the coping mechanism, but I'm also like, dog, grow the fuck up.
I think a lot of it's that. I think a lot of like what you're saying, like it's the, like for her specifically, the girl I'm talking about, I think a lot of it is just, she's done that in the past,
right?
And what can you do? You know, you run into a couple horrible guys that don't know what they're doing, and
yeah, and you put your guard up.
Yeah,
it's like, that's why I'm like, I can't knock it because that's just personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
But some people haven't gone through that yet, and they're just being cool,
right? Yeah,
they're just trying to put on this ultimate facade that they're the actual shit, and it's just like, we're one in the same. But
yeah, it's frustrating for sure.
To each their own. This is a public service announcement to move to Seattle.
Move to Seattle. Unless
if you don't, February. I will.
Yeah. Besides February.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I heard it's really bad in February.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Like the depression's like at an all-time high there.
Well, we'll come back to Atlanta in February.
Yeah.
Seems to be lit here around that time. I love Atlanta. I don't want to put this out like I hate Atlanta.
It's just the women.
I say that every time, dude. I'm like, bro.
I love
Atlanta. I love Atlanta, bro. But
yeah. Fuck Cobb County.
Oh, my God. It's so much. It's a bunch of other cities I would rather live in, bro. Yeah,
I feel that.
Facts. But plus, Atlanta, it's just cool. Broadening your experience.
Yeah, facts.
Because that was my first time on the West Coast as an adult.
Yeah. Mm.
So just getting a taste of that rather than being here was just like, okay. I could get used to this, which I have a feeling anywhere else would probably be the same too, because I haven't been anywhere really.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's like a 40-minute podcast.
Oh, you guys were talking 20 minutes before.
Yeah, like 30 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what's it at right now?
24.
Woo! An hour long, like the old days, baby.
Yeah. That was a fast 24.
I know. Well, when you talk about bitches,
right? Literally.
For sure, you just
bro.
Quiet,
you just be talking about bitches. Be like, blah blah blah. Blah. It'd be an hour pass. It's how it goes. But I think we're gonna sign out. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to the Collective Podcast. If you haven't already, Collective Entertainment is the YouTube channel. Subscribe to it.
You're
almost at 200.
You're
really?
Yeah, we're at 170 something right now. That Wallows video is doing the rounds. I love you guys. Thank you for checking out everything. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Peace. Season.